This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. Now it's time for our weekly fact check of North Carolina politics. This week, we're not looking at statements made by a North Carolina politician, but by U.S. Senate leader Mitch McConnell. Ballot fraud in the state's 9th congressional race made an impression on him. Here he is speaking on the Senate floor last month.
For years and years, every Republican who dared to call for common sense safeguards for Americans' ballots was demonized by Democrats and their allies. We were hit with left-wing talking points insisting that voter fraud wasn't real.
But McConnell says North Carolina's case shows it is. Paul Specht of the Raleigh News and Observer joins us to parse this. So, Paul, the 9th District's investigation focused on ballot harvesting, in this case, a Republican political operative collecting absentee ballots. What does McConnell's statement have to do with that?
McConnell was on the Senate floor talking about a bill called H.R. 1. It was the first bill that Democrats proposed since they gained the majority in the U.S. House. And so he was upset that this H.R. 1, which aims to make voting easier, doesn't include anything to address ballot harvesting. That's why he brought up North Carolina.
And he talks about the safeguards. What kind of safeguards is he talking about that Republicans have called for?
Well, you know, his speech was vague. It was very vague. And he makes lots of vague references to, you know, bills of yore that Republicans sponsored or pushed. But he doesn't identify one clearly in the speech. When we reached out to him, we noted that Vox and the Washington Post and other media outlets leapt to the conclusion that he was referring to voter ID. But as McConnell's spokesperson pointed out, he never mentioned voter ID in his speech. So we asked them, what are you referring to? They mentioned the National Voter Registration Act from 1993, which was also known as the Motor Voter Bill. That was a Democratic bill that McConnell opposed because he thought it would lead to more fraud, but it didn't address absentee ballots. And then there was the Help America Vote Act of 2002. That was a Republican bill, and it was passed to sort of shore up election machine security, if you will. There's a lot of doubt over just the safety and the accuracy of our voting methods after Bush versus Gore, you know, and the famous hanging chads. But that, again, didn't have anything to do with absentee ballots or witnessing or who is allowed to collect the absentee ballots.
So with a vague speech like this, how do you rate this as far as factually true?
You know, in this case, we didn't rate it because his speechwriters, whether intentionally or not, were able to avoid making a direct claim. This is a story on our website that just says that his claims are misleading. They give the impression that this legislation, H.R. 1, would lead to more things like North Carolina's election fraud. And it also gives the impression that Republicans have warned about this for years. Ultimately, McConnell's office emailed us back after we pressed them again and again for proof that they warned about absentee ballot fraud. And they said, well, you know, it's a relatively new issue and previous bills don't mention it at all or don't address it at all.
And the bill that finally passed the House, did Democrats have any mention of ballot harvesting in that version?
No. It does not mention ballot harvesting or ballot collecting or ballot witnessing.
McConnell also said in that speech last month, once political operatives take a hold of ballots, the voters have no real way to keep tabs on whether they're ever delivered. Now, that's illegal in North Carolina. But if you're worried about your absentee ballot being counted here, is there a way to track that?
Yes, there is. McConnell makes it seem like you'll never know if your ballot is delivered or if it's counted. And that's simply not true. We reached out to the North Carolina Elections Board, and they told us that during election season, they get information from county elections boards, and they actively update a database showing who has requested an absentee ballot, whether or not that ballot has been delivered, and then whether or not that ballot has been turned in. And during election season, you can go to their website and then click on the voter lookup tool. Type in your name. You can see a page with all your information. And at the bottom, it has a place where you can check out absentee voting right, absentee requests during election season, during the voting time, you can click on this arrow and it'll tell you whether or not your ballot was turned in.
And how do you know that that is indeed your ballot that's been turned in?
That's one thing that McConnell's office tried to push back on, actually. They said, you know, well, what if you get a ballot in the mail and then you give it to someone and they switch it out? That's almost impossible, the elections board told us. Each ballot that's sent out has an identification number and has special markings that are meant to track your ballot. And so it's extremely hard to duplicate. And then when you do turn it in, it's not just plugged into a machine. People look at it, you know, precinct officials, poll workers, they look at each ballot for inconsistencies in the signatures of witnesses and for inconsistencies in these markings that are on each ballot. So the elections board told us it is almost impossible to duplicate the type of ballots they send out to absentee voters. So that is not something people should spend time worrying about.
That's Paul Specht with the Raleigh News and Observer. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Paul's fact checks are part of a collaboration between the newspaper, PolitiFact, and Duke University's Reporters Lab. And you can hear him every Wednesday on WFAE's Morning Edition.